Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Everybody, and welcome to the Kingdom Screens podcast. We are officially 72 days away from NFL football, from Chiefs kickoff at our home. So we are so excited to be here with you guys. It's been a minute, but you know, it's a little bit slow in the summer. Well, we were off last week, so we were on the week before, then we take a week off, then we're on this week. So, you know.
Bless.
It's kind of slow in the off season, you know, there's not a ton to talk about, but no. We're excited to be here with you guys. So I'm your host, Lexi.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jody. Very excited for this week's episode. We have just like a really cool guy that's hanging out with us today. And we're going to ask him a whole bunch of questions that y'all have already been harassing us to ask him about.
Yes.
So we're going to get to it, y'all.
We're getting the DMs to ask you stuff. So
we can't wait. But I mean, without further ado, I know Jody with the natural face, no makeup. Don't look so close. But no, we are bringing up Chiefs running back Carson Steele. So excited to have him with us this week. I'll add him to the stage. What's up, Carson?
What's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, excited to be here. Ready to get everything
going. Chiefs red.
Oh, yeah. I had to. You know I had to represent.
I love
it. You guys already ready. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I had to.
Yes. Well, no. Thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. No,
thank you, guys.
We're all in different time zones, and we're still trying to figure out and acclimate in this summertime. We appreciate you for taking a few moments to hang with us.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes. So, Lexi, are we just jumping right into this? Like,
I mean, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so. Carson, I need you to kind of educate Chiefs Kingdom on who you are, where you come from, like high school, college, how you made it to the path to be on the Chiefs now. Just kind of go ahead and tell everybody about yourself.
For sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Greenwood, Indiana, little town, nothing too crazy. So it's kind of one of those towns where, you know, everybody shows up Friday night football, stuff like that. And I went to Center Grove High School. It was a big time thing, you know, the fireworks going off, you know, so it was a really cool opportunity just to grow up in this hometown just because everybody's so nice, you know, really like giving, caring, stuff like that. And then I end up committing to Ball State, you know, it's a littler school, MAC school in the Indiana and Muncie, Indiana. And then, you know, played there for a couple years and then ended up at UCLA. So
I actually had my Bruins hat on yesterday.
Uh-oh. I had to rock it. I still rock a little bit of blue, so.
I randomly, years ago, because I'm old, like 10 years ago, I interned at UCLA.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
And so I lived, like, on their campus for the summer and whatever, so I got
some
brew and stuff. But UCLA has a special spot.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely does. I was only out there for a year, but I still loved it, so.
You can't beat the weather.
Oh yeah, no, it's not too hot or too cold either, and the beach is like 8 minutes away. So
wow. Right, I know you're not in Kansas City right now, but it's been 100 for like 2 or 3 days in a row now.
So it's hot there.
It's bad. It's bad in Indy too. It's been like 90 something. It's just like god awful heat. So
yeah, rough.
It's just, that's just Midwest summer.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's really what it is. There's not much else out here. So
I'm like, this is nothing new. We're used to this.
For sure.
Okay, Carson. Well, tell us a fun fact about you. I know a lot of people want to hear about your pet alligator.
Yeah, that is a fun fact.
And if it's going to reside with you in Kansas City or what, you know.
I don't know. Obviously, fun fact, I do have a pet alligator, Cocky Jay, but we'll get to him in a second. But honestly, yeah, just I knew that was the fan favorite. But just going out, you know, I'm outgoing guy. Just like to, you know, I kind of like to fish here and there. It's kind of one of my hobbies, kind of saw fish, stuff like that. And then like being at a lake or something, just hanging out with my friends, I'm just kind of outgoing. So nothing too crazy about me. And, you know, obviously I like to work out too as well. That's kind of my big thing as well. So. Just,
I mean,
nothing crazy. So,
out of all of the animals in the world, how did alligator become the animal?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you the little background story. So, I'm trying to remember. I would say like second, third grade ish. I was asking my parents. I was like, let's get a dog. Let's get like another pet, something cool. And if you'd meet my dad, he's one of those outgoing guys too. And my mom was like, no, we don't need any more pets or anything like that. And, you know, my dad was like, well, let's get him something cool, you know. And my mom was big no on snakes. So I knew like maybe like a lizard, turtle, something. Yeah, something exotic, but not too exotic. And I would say it's a couple days before Christmas and we're having like our big family thing and having, you know, food, everything like that. My dad and his coworker are with each other, kind of talking. And there's a knock on the door, and the UPS guy comes in, and you can see my dad and his buddy like laughing in the background. So they already know what's coming. And it says live reptile on the box. That's all I remember really, like the true, like what I remember. And and so everybody's looking, and I open it up, and it's in a big like burlap sack, and it's wiggling around. And so I was like, okay, I know like for sure it's not a snake. My mom like hates snakes. It's
right.
No go for sure. It has to be like a lizard or something like that. And I kid you not, I opened that bag and he shot down the hallway so fast.
Oh my God.
About a half a foot little baby alligator. So
no.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
No. Nana about fell over when we were at her house when it came down. So
you gotta burn the whole house down.
For sure.
Oh my God.
I'm scared of like birds. So
honestly, yeah.
Like everything.
It sounds weird to me now just because I've had him for so long and so I caught
him. You're like, no, that's like my child.
So I've had him for so long and so it just doesn't like seem surreal to me, but you know, everybody comes over and it's like, where's Crocky Jay at? So I've had him. He's an alligator, but I named him Crocky Jay because I thought it sounded cool when I was younger. So
how long have you had Crocky Jay?
Since like second or third grade. So I've had him a pretty good long time.
So he lives like forever.
Oh yeah. They live like 60, 70 years. So Crocky Jay's going to be with us for a little while.
It's like having a turtle or something. Like one of those snapping turtles.
Uh-huh,
How big is it now?
It's Crocky Jay.
He's pushing to 5.5 feet, I would say. Probably.
He's taller big. Than me.
Yeah. He's big now. I have a picture. I'll send it to you guys after, but it's me holding now versus when I was younger. Yeah, so he's big now.
Whoa. Your poor mother.
Oh, no. She asked me all the time. She's like, when do I get to turn him into some gator boots or a belt or something like that? And I'm like, no way.
When do I get to get a purse?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, no way.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. What does he eat?
So it just depends, like, cause you can't feed him like the chicken and stuff all the time, or he'll get way too big for like his habitat. So he gets like chicken every once in a while, and then he'll get, it's called Gator Chow, and it's kind of like his nutritious stuff, and it almost looks like dog food. And so, but that's like, it kind of like blends his balance and stuff. So he stays healthy, but doesn't like freakishly get way too big, you know?
This is my last question about your alligator, because we have derailed completely. I feel like alligators normally want to be around water. Like, oh, so yeah. Is there like a pond or
so
like...
I have him, he's in a really big tank, and like he's got enough room to turn around, swim, stuff like that. And he has like a little basking area. It was actually pretty cool. We had somebody kind of like come out and like, you know, check everything off, kind of check down the box, because you have to, I'm not for sure what it is in KC, so I'll have to figure it out. But like for all the permits and stuff, like once he gets over 4 feet, you have to have like certain like rescue things and like a way to like take him down and stuff like that. So yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff, but he's got a big tank and like a basking area where he can climb up on. So I know I'm going to have to figure out the rules for KC. We might have to bring him down.
Yeah. Hey. And just make sure you live like completely on the opposite side of the city.
What do you mean? He's coming to stay with you.
I'm like, it's okay. Let me go get him some food. I'll go get him some food.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Oh my God. I'm already terrified. All right. Well, let's get back on track because I'm very terrified, but also very intrigued.
Wait, I have one more question. Has he ever like acted up or like?
So I would say probably like around fourth, fifth grade, he bit my dad, and we were cleaning his tank, and luckily he was littler then, and he didn't like bite and start to like roll and stuff, but he bit and let go real fast, and so that was like the only really big encounter. But like now he won't like kind of go at you unless you're feeding him. He'll get a little aggressive, but other than that, he's pretty chill and stuff like that. So.
I mean,
yeah, but yeah, he got my dad, and I was younger too, so I thought he was going to eat him, you know. Yes, so he was littler, but yeah, it wasn't super bad because he wasn't big enough. But
I mean, you just have to remind your dad that it was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea to buy it, so yeah, it's not like he had it coming for him. So
you got to know something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, right? You own an animal like that, it's not bound to happen.
Yeah, you just, right. For sure. Lord, okay. So, okay, you are UDFA, right? And you have to go through the whole entire process of after the draft of really just like coming up and A, showing your work, but then being able to choose a team. So like, of course, who doesn't want to pick the Chiefs? But what made you actually come down to like that decision, and how did that process go for you? Because I know it could be extremely nerve-wracking.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was really hard through the whole process. You know, I had a couple injuries here and there while I was training, and you know, I had a couple teams say they wanted to draft me, and then, you know, they never picked up the phone. But I would say like almost before the draft hadn't even ended yet, the Chiefs picked up and called me, and I did some research and stuff, and like the Chiefs are one of the biggest teams to like sign undrafted free agents, like more than 5-6 every year. So I thought that would be like my biggest and best opportunity, you know, and then especially like the way I play and stuff, you know, possibly be able to fit in as like a running back, fullback kind of thing. And, you know, just like I've told everybody before, you know, wherever I can get in is wherever I'm going to fit in. So that's all I tell people, and, you know, wherever they need me, that's where I'm going to play and, you know, kind of go from there.
You know, and I want to kind of ask you something on that, because you spoke about, you know, going in that transition role from running back to fullback. Uh-huh. What are you thinking it's looking more like? Like, what are they leaning towards for you for this season? Like, you know, like the style of play can go either way, but what are they favoring more for you?
It's kind of hard right now. It's kind of hard right now just because we only had a passing kind of camp the last time. So kind of going into team camp is when we put on the pads and everything and see like what's what and here and there. But honestly, like I've had a lot of both experiences, and, you know, the coaches will be like, okay, Carson, like this is where you would be like on this play, and it'd be the fullback spot, or I'd play running back too. So it's kind of a toss up right now. I would assume more fullback, you know, just being able to block and stuff like that. But, you know, with Coach Reed, man, those playbooks, plays and stuff, you have no idea what he's going to, you know, cook up from week to week. So whatever, wherever they throw me in is wherever, you know, going to make it happen.
No, so, absolutely.
Well, so last season was actually the Chiefs' first season of at least under Andy Reed, of not having a fullback. Which always had a fullback. And I think a lot of us wonder is that why our offense regressed just a little bit last season, is because we didn't have that fullback position. So I think that is exciting. And maybe you could be a guy to fill in that role. Cause I don't think there's like another guy that would fill in that role that I can.
I mean, we have some big backs, but just like I'm almost 230, something like that. So being able to come in, being able to come in and move some guys for whoever, you know, blocking, if it's blocking, you know, down on the goal line or anything like that. Yeah. Like I said before, you know, just being able to get in and help the team succeed is like really my only big goal.
Yeah, no, I mean, we love a chip support, especially, you know, not knowing with McKinnon not coming back, we have no idea, right?
Yeah.
He, that was something he was really special at last season. So that needs to be replaced.
For sure. Back, so. For sure.
Oh, it's my turn. God bless. Is it my turn?
I went off the script, but if you want to ask a question, you totally can. I was supposed to go into what was your first impression? Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking me.
No, you're good.
What was your first impression of arriving in Kansas City and your first Chiefs practice? That kind of
thing. I mean, you know, you're going to overall have that, you know, surreal moment, you know, coming in and walking in with all these dudes, you know, you watched on TV and everything like that. And, you know, and so, but, you know, coming in and, you know, seeing everything and just kind of telling yourself, like, hey, at the end of the day, like, this is the game you've played since you were a kid, trying to, you know, come in and, you know, do the regular things you always done. So just, but like welcoming with open arms too, is like my big thing. Like, you know, you had all the way down to the undrafted guys all the way up to the first round and, you know, the Super Bowl or Pro Bowl guys, you know, everybody was coming in with welcome arms. And, you know, that's why I feel like, you know, the Chiefs are so special. Only being here, you know, so long, you can kind of tell that connection and stuff like that.
You know, and so that's where I want to go next. Like, what has it been like? One, it's very special joining any NFL team. It's really hard to just even get to this point, right? So congratulations to you for even being at this point. But what is it like joining a team that has won back-to-back Super Bowls and they have the vision of a three-peat? They don't have to say it. You just feel the energy from Kansas City as a whole city, right? So what has it been like kind of joining that atmosphere and, you know, being with the running back room and the quarterback room and the tight end room and just kind of all the different areas, how has it felt and like what is the adjustment like? Because it could be a lot.
Yeah, exactly. You know, coming in, I thought it was going to be like a big adjustment, but being able to be around those, you know, NFL veterans, like you guys were saying, the best quarterback in the league, being able to learn from him, all the other running backs too as well. And like, especially like I said before, like with the open arms, man, it was so easy to come in and be able to, like, obviously the plays and everything is hard and stuff, but, you know, not being stressed about like the little things and stuff like that, or trying to get along with people, you know, everybody, you know, really came in, kind of showed, you know, showed the ropes to everybody and then went to work. And then, you know, just like you were saying too, you know, two Super Bowls coming up for a third and, you know, they're working on it. And the cool thing about it is, you know, after the White House visit, nobody said a word about the last Super Bowl, last anything.
Like, it's we're done. On to the next season.
It's in the past. And that was the big emphasis on it, too. It's in the past. You know, you don't want to get greedy with everything, you know, because, you know, everybody's pushing for that third one. And, you know, so I'm excited to see how this year goes out.
I mean, one, it's creating history, and I know that this is a new environment for you being here in Kansas City, but you kind of felt that same energy from this team last year. They're like, all right, White House visit, we're done. It's time to go get a food. So seeing how that's knowing, seeing and understanding that that's how they're kind of already transitioning going into this three-peat, it's kind of good to see, like, that's the mentality that they have. I do want to ask you, like, talk to me about the running back room. Like, how is it building that relationship with CEH and with Isaiah Pacheco and just all the other guys there, those vets who are those two-time Super Bowl champions and just have so much knowledge. And, you know, Isaiah Pacheco is only in year three, so he's still kind of new at this as well.
He's like a vet.
Yeah, they're the great guys, you know, love them to death. They're hilarious too. You know, they know how to have fun, but then when they get down to it, get to work. Yeah. So
yeah,
they're awesome, you know, and learning from them every day too. And it's able, it's cool. Cause everybody can learn from each other. Like one person will say something and then like, even the rookies will say something, be like, oh yeah. You know, so everybody can kind of like click off each other. And that really, you know, really helps teams be successful.
Awesome.
So we all know the viral clip that went around kind of about you catching the back pass from Patrick Mahomes. And as Chiefs fans, he's done this now for a few years, always training camp and stuff like that, but we've never seen him do it in a game. What was that like? What went into that play in practice? And is he seriously considering doing that in the game? And then for you to catch that as a rookie, he doesn't just throw those to anyone, I feel like. So
you're a camp darling already.
Yeah, you are.
You're a no, camp darling.
I hope he throws it into the game to me, man. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I remember Pat gets posted all the time, so he probably brushed it off. But I remember my phone just blowing up in meetings and stuff. And, man, I just thought it was the coolest thing ever, you know, because a little kid, you've dreamed of this moment, and, you know, you just want to keep pushing and grinding away at it. But like you were saying, he just doesn't do it. I mean, he'll do it in camp, but it's to, you know, your veteran guys and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool that, you know, he can show that trust. And, you know, coming up to it, I didn't think he was going to throw me the ball. I kind of wasn't paying attention. And he threw it because he was looking the other way and threw it behind his back. Of course, something he would do. And, yeah, just went up and got it. And, you know, so he was like, oh, one-handed catch. So it was awesome.
Yeah, one-handed.
Trying to keep you on your toes, okay?
Coach came up to me after and was like, yeah, you're glad you caught it because he would have never done it again if you didn't. So,
absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely not a lie.
No, and you made a great catch. And honestly, I mean, I don't know how much you watched the Chiefs last season. Did you watch the NFL a lot last season?
I did. Yeah, I did a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you probably know the Chiefs had their share of dropsies. Uh-huh. That was a little bit of an issue. So you guys making friends with that in Camp Horton.
Still building trust.
we for sure are. But again, like I was saying, everybody looks complete and smooth coming into this camp, you know. And just like I said, we had our passing camp, so everything's been looking really smooth. And so I'm excited to see how everything goes.
I do want to know, what are your thoughts about the new kickoff rules? So I know you didn't have a chance to play the old rules last year, but just this is something that everyone is learning all together. So do you just have like any thoughts about it, or is it still just like, you know, we're still learning it together as a team and just trying to figure out how to execute it the right way? Or
just like you were saying, like the old kickoff rules, you know, you knew the like little techniques and stuff where you could get around people and everything, but like, now you guys are 10 yards apart and you have to wait till the ball hits the ground. So, I mean, it's just everybody's trying to learn like new techniques and new footwork to try to learn how to make it easier for the guy blocking or the guy running downfield, and how you can make trick plays out of it and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a really hard concept, but, you know, the coaches have been great trying to put new plays in, trying to learn like different little techniques, like I was just saying, and really like understanding the concept of how the new kickoff game works.
Also,
I will say there is one thing that makes like Coach Andy Reid so special. I mean, you watched the Super Bowl last year and how they went into overtime and one team knew the rules and one team didn't know the rules. Mm-hmm. So if Coach Reid isn't going to do anything, he's going to make sure y'all know the NFL playbook, like in the rules and the regulations, like the back of your hand, because you never know what can happen in a football game.
Just like you were saying, you know, they went into that game and I remember watching it and they felt smooth with everything. They weren't worried about it. And like during camp and everything, we practice every single, I couldn't tell you how many possibilities we practice or game like situations, but like you said, at the end of the day, that's what, you know, made or break the Super Bowl. And so everybody was smooth going into it, and that really helped them, you know, kick that last game out. So
so I guess I just wanted to add into that too, like, we do have the guy from Wales, Lewis Reese Zammit. What are your thoughts on him? Because I know there's like different takes all over Chiefs Kingdom and just NFL, like how people think he's going to fare in the NFL. What have you seen from him so far? Do you think he'll be a player?
Like, what technique does he bring?
Because I know it's a lot different in rugby. So
yeah, for sure.
Right. Like, how do you correlate the two? Like, we can think of go ahead.
He's hilarious too. You know, he's always up trying to talk to everybody and stuff like that, you know, so he's a great guy. And, you know, he had to learn the whole new like footwork techniques. And he told us, he was like, there might've been 15, 20 plays in rugby. And, you know, now he's learning 80 or 90.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, he's done a phenomenal job, you know, going out there and learning every day. And, you know, you'll see him after practice every once in a while catching and stuff like that, too. So, you know, he brings a lot to the table. Just a big dude and can run fast. You know, that's obviously what you need in the NFL. But just his techniques and stuff have been so good, you know, coming from his first day compared to his last day in camp, you know. So, just like I was saying, you know, he's catching great, running great, and his technique and steps are looking awesome as well.
I think we're just so excited to watch you guys in camp and preseason. Yeah. And Jody and I will be out there a bunch at Chiefs training camp. Okay. So if you see us, come say hi.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I guess leading into that next question, are you ready for Andy Reid's training camp? Have you? I'm sure you've heard about it. I know how
I've heard about it for sure.
100-degree heat every day.
I train with my high school coach a lot, and, you know, he's big into, you know, talking to those guys and stuff. And that was the first thing he said. He was like, you better be ready, you know, the 20-22 rack plays, you know, just go, go, go. So,
yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm playing the game I love, and I'm excited. So it's going to be tough at first, like you were saying, 100-some degrees, you know, scorching hot and a lot of football going on. But, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's going to, you know, make or break at the end of it.
You know, I don't think anybody's ever ready for training camp. And I say that because I remember listening to Chris Jones's press conference the other day. They were like, you know, what's the biggest thing about you being here this year? And he's like, well, shit, I got to go to training camp. I didn't have to go last year. He's like, I didn't have to go to St. Joe last year.
Live in a dorm again.
Straight dorm room. And that's it. Just all football. So,
and be ready for them to pull some pranks on you.
Oh no, they sure will. So
no, I do want to know, like, so what would you say has been maybe like the one thing that has surprised you or maybe caught you off guard since you've been here?
I would say, honestly, just like what you guys were saying just now, like, they're not big into the rookie entertainment stuff and making the rookies do stuff. I mean, yeah, I would assume they probably will in camp when everything comes, but, you know, there's no like, hey, the rookies got to do ups or come up to the front and do something embarrassing. You know, they're more of like a not Coach Reed's more of not like an embarrassment type of guy. Like, everybody's the same coming in. So I would say that's the thing that kind of surprised me a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any rookies say that before, but that is true because I've seen like,
it's like a little different. Usually they make fun of the rookies and have them go up. I remember going to college and stuff too. That's what they did. So
I remember the Eagles, I think, last year. They like made all their rookies like sing a song.
Little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Andy's like, no, we're focusing on this three-peat. That's what
exactly.
We're doing.
Yeah, they don't care
anything
about
else. I don't care. Get out of here.
On their mind.
No distractions.
They might take you pay for a dinner.
Yeah.
They might make you do that.
That definitely will be coming up.
Probably like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll pay a little bit. I won't pay too much.
Right. Or just, you know, give the bill right back.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I'm not doing this. I'll hand it back over.
Right. I don't know how much money you guys have.
Yeah. I've seen it all. Yeah. You can look it up on the internet too. So you guys can pass it back.
For sure. Okay, so I guess, what are your expectations for yourself coming up this season? Like, I know you have a huge opportunity in front of you, especially with this team. You're in a championship caliber team that expects you to win every single game. But it's hard just to even make the 53-man roster. So just what are your expectations in these coming months and training camp and preseason and showing what you can do?
Obviously the first one is make the 53 man, you know, be able to get on that team. And obviously, you know, everybody says the overall goal was to win the Super Bowl, but personally for me, you know, just be able to get out there where they need me. Like we were saying before, you know, if they need me to come in and block for fullback or catch routes and stuff like that out of the fullback position, or like third and one, third and twos, if they need me to, you know, dive it on in there, just anywhere they need me, special teams, kickoff, stuff like that, just wherever they can fit me in and get me going so I can help out this team to get to that three-peat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think I just want to know, like, what – hold on, let me think of how to say this. How do you – well, let – How are you enjoying your break? Like, you have your little 3-4 week break. Like, what are you doing? How are you spending your time? Like,
sure.
Is this time for family or is this like muscle recovery, mental recovery? What do you do during this time?
It's a little bit of everything. It's a little different from college because you only kind of got like a week, you know, so it wasn't too bad. But like, now you get like a 3-4 week break. Like, you got to get up and do something. So I've just been trying to really stay in shape is my number one overall goal. And then also take care of my body too. So I've been trying to see people to, you know, the massages, therapy, stuff like that. Yeah. Also getting to see family, you know, that's a big one too as well. So just trying to do everything I can possibly, you know, to be able to have me, you know, ready in shape when we go for team camp.
Did you go down to Texas at all?
No, I was going to at first, but then I ended up not going. So I used to train a little bit in Florida. That's where I trained for the draft too.
I'm sure your alligator loves that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah, he's a little different in Indiana. He starts to feel the cold a little bit.
All right. Well, to end on kind of a lighter note, I wanted to ask you, we do have some Swifties that listen to us. And as you know, one of your fellow Chiefs members is dating Taylor Swift. I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
I'm going to be basic, but I'm saying Feeling 22. That's my go-to. So
okay, there you go.
I know that's a big popular one, but I'm definitely a little bit of a Swiftie. I know I can't say it, but definitely just a little bit. But no, yeah. So it's really cool to see that, you know, see that opportunity and just like, you know, everything that was going on the past year and stuff like that. You know, it's just an amazing opportunity. And, you know, you're on the greatest team in the NFL right now. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, we can go out and do it again and, you know, have just all the popularity and everything, stuff like that around you, stuff like that.
Just get ready for everything you do to be like on the.
Oh, yeah. On camera. That's all it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like starting today, starting a month ago, everything you do is on camera.
On camera.
Like making decisions.
Please make smart decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know you're with your family. I know you're back home. Thank you again for tapping in and hanging out with us.
Thank you guys so much. I know. Sorry it took forever. I couldn't figure
it out. You're good.
Okay.
Please tell Chiefs Kingdom where they can find you on Instagram, Twitter, X. If you got a YouTube, whatever, tell the people where they can find you at.
I'll just rip them all off. Instagram is Carson Steele 33. And then give me a second. Twitter is Carson Steele 30. And then it's all my numbers from high school, college, everything like that.
What are you wearing this year? What number are you wearing this year?
42. So I might have to switch it up a little bit, but
right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got TikTok, Carson Steele 33 again too. And then Snapchat, I think, is Carson Steele 43. So
don't you be up. I need you to delete your Snapchat.
Yeah, no go. No go on the Snapchat. It's
right now. Bad, so. Look, now I'm just gonna step in as auntie. Delete your Snapchat.
I need to. I'm getting too old for it now.
No, I mean because you know how the people be.
Oh yeah, really? No, I do for sure.
No,
yeah,
no distractions. Like, maybe not. I'm like, no distractions.
Sure.
No. What else you got? Are you on Twitch? You play the game?
No, I'm not on there. Yeah, I'm just a little basic, just the Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. So yeah, that's about it. But
I love it.
Oh, y'all follow him. For sure.
Yes. Y'all go get his followers up. Y'all know how y'all.
Yeah. Keep bumping me up. No.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely post a whole bunch of clips after this. So don't worry.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I'll send over that picture of Kagi J too. So
please do.
Also, if he doesn't have a Twitter, you probably need to start him.
I do. I need he's more cool than I am. So he's more
there you go.
So. Like, where's his Instagram page?
If you win a Super Bowl, you can get the ring with. That'd be
cool. Get him like a chain or something like that.
He needs a chain.
Wait a minute. Does anyone have a picture of a croc or an alligator with a ring?
I don't know.
Be the first one.
Exactly. First one to do it.
I want him in a Cuban.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I'm like, exactly. Oh my god, that was hilarious, man. Carson, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you guys again. I really appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Go have fun with your family. Enjoy this sure. time because
tell grandma happy birthday.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's grinding season very soon, and we'll see you.
We got to get back to it.
We can't wait to see you in training camp. So,
Well, thank you guys so much.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Oh yeah, take care.
All right, bye.
He's hilarious. I love him.
So sweet.
He's hilarious. Love him. Shout out to Carson for hanging out. It's happening with us today because that was very good. And he is a comedian.
He's just fun. I like him.
Yeah, he's good energy. He's good young energy. So I hope that he's really able to like prove himself in training camp and do what he needs to do. If he can't get a 53 man, put him on a practice squad. Like, we need running backs. We need a fullback option, and I definitely think he can go out there and prove himself. Like, I don't think I realized he was 230, so he's much, because Isaiah Pacheco's like 208, like he's like 210.
Yeah.
So, and that's just because he dropped weight. Yeah. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco coming out of the draft was, I think he said 217, and he's down to like 208. So if he's around 230, then he definitely. And if McKenna's not going to be here, if we need somebody to come in and help with chip help or whatever it is, because McKenna did so well at that, and if he's not coming back and this guy can prove himself, if Carson can prove himself, sign me up. Sign me up immediately. Because that can help the tackles, I'm down for.
And I really think if he can fill that fullback role, even if it takes a little time to grasp it, I think that's where our offense was lacking so much last season.
Well, and it's probably another reason why, I mean, because I'm going to be honest. Like, I know McKinnon had injury, but I'm really shocked that they didn't bring him back. Now, I guess if it's, speed, we've figured out the speed with the receivers. So, we don't necessarily need that speed for McKinnon. And, again, I know he struggled to stay healthy. But, I would be okay if we – I think I'm okay with bringing the running back role back because it's not who it was. So I'm like, sign me up. I'm down for it as long as it's not who it was for many, many years. So,
No, I'm definitely down for bringing the fullback back.
Let's talk a little bit about the ring ceremony. That was really fun. Shout out to everybody who hung out with us. Our YouTube is over 20,000 views now just from the ring ceremony, and that was insane, and it's growing at like a really rapid rate. So shout out to all of y'all in Chiefs Kingdom, and then just people who aren't even in Chiefs Kingdom, because clearly it was more than people who weren't in Chiefs Kingdom. So thank you to everybody who hung out with us and tapped in with us and subscribed to our channel, because the numbers are growing and we appreciate y'all real bad.
Definitely do. That was just a lot of fun too, just to talk to everyone. I felt like it was just such a good vibe all across the carpet. Everyone was in such a good mood. Like, it doesn't get any better than that.
Man, and we didn't even post all the clips yet. That's the bad part. There's still like clips from Nyjah Johnson, Justin Reed. Like, there's still a lot of clips that we just haven't had the time to post yet. I mean, from everyone. So we'll get to it eventually, y'all. We got all off season to get y'all some clips. Like Lexi said, we're going to be up at training camp a lot. I think I personally have 10 days worth of tickets, which is sick because it's 100 degrees outside. I'm like, because it's 100 degrees outside. So, but yeah, I can't wait to get up there and go watch these guys. We already know who the starters. I can't wait until we kind of get into roster talk, because we really know 40 of the guys on this roster. So these guys are fighting for less than 15 spots, which is crazy to think about when you have 90 guys on a roster. But we know the bulk of this roster. But
I would say, we definitely know probably 40 people that are making this team.
Yeah, easy. easily. So that's the cool part about that.
I root for guys like Carson Steele, because I know he's going to bring great energy to the team. You can just tell. And so, I hope he.
But we're not deep in the running. We're not deep in the running back room, which is why he has a chance. Now, if it was the receiver room, or if it was the safety room, or something that, somewhere where we have depth, then it's like, yeah, he's probably not going to make it. But our running back room is really light. And I'm actually shocked that, like, we didn't draft a running back, too.
I know. So
it makes me think that, like, one of these guys actually has a chance to make it on this roster. Because we cannot go into the season with two. So.
Yeah. No. It's going to be a big opportunity for someone to fill that third role, maybe even fourth.
We'll And, you know, and even if it's three and a fullback, like, I'm fine with that. Sign me up for that.
Right.
But it's all going to come down to how many receivers they keep. Like, because they got to keep four tight ends going into this season. You got to have at least six receivers. And it's that seventh. Do you keep that seventh receiver or you go fourth running back or is I don't know. I can't wait till training camp because I'm ready to, like, just start being like, oh, no, that dude's actually a scrub. I don't want him on this team. Or, no, he's great. Yeah. We got to get him on here somehow. So
they have to start differentiating themselves. And
absolutely.
Showing who's playing out. And then especially that that first preseason game is going to be huge.
Yeah. And the last one.
And the last one.
And that's something we'll talk about, like, in the offseason as well. Like, there's not nearly as many cuts either as there have been years previously. So you're playing with 90 guys on a roster through maybe those first two preseason games where it wasn't like that previously. So you're really fighting for a chance to be seen. Like, you might only get four or five snaps. You better be amazing those four or five snaps because you drop the ball or you miss your mark or you false start or you create a flag. Yeah, that might be the end of it for you, buddy. Whoever it is.
Yeah, so. No. One penalty and...
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. They're not even going to help you get tape for another team because they got so many other guys they got to focus on. So I'm still really sad about ISM, but it's fine. Still sad about that.
Is he still a Panther?
Yes. I think he is.
Okay.
All right.
Good for him.
Ladies and Chiefs news. Isaiah Buggs has finally left this team. Blessed. Because you weren't even really on it. Fair so way. That's literally all the words.
Not even much to say about it.
I'm like, that's all the words that I have.
I mean, basically, we signed him from the Lions in January. He didn't play a snap with us. He won the ring because he was on the team.
A freaking ring, which is wild.
He was so excited to be here and then just gets in all kinds of trouble this offseason and has done nothing, honestly, to the Chiefs except for put us in bad headlines, which, as many of you know, we don't need any more of. So, goodbye. Thank you for...
Good luck, because your career is probably over. Like, why would anybody go pick you up based off of all of the accusations that just came out about you? Like, that was wildly insane, and it's too hot outside to be acting dumb. I think that's my thing. Like, it's way too hot outside. Like, maybe your brain's not working correctly because it's 100 degrees.
I don't know.
That's my assumption. Anyway, I don't care to talk about him anymore.
He's sitting in jail right now, and he's off our team, so.
I don't care to talk about him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm done. I'm checked out.
There's really, we're in, like, the dead of the off season right now where there is just nothing going on until training camp. So there's just – everyone's out enjoying their summers. Patrick and Brittany are off in, like, Portugal or something and enjoying their summer. And we saw Travis shaking his little thing and on the Eras tour. And, you know, they're just out enjoying their off season.
I do want to say congratulations to Mecole Hardman and Shariah on their engagement.
And
beautiful engagement. We knew it was gonna happen.
Yes.
Congratulations to them. That ring is beautiful. Oh my God.
So, so cute. Just so beautiful.
It's a replica of the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so, well, the shape. Let me be clear. The shape of the ring is the same shape of.
And McColl is just such a little romantic. I love it. And then also a shout out to Brian Cook and his now wife, Jayla. He also got married just yesterday, I think.
So excited.
Last weekend.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Good for him.
So huge congrats. I love that. Absolutely. Yes. We love all the happy love news that's happening around our team.
Right. I love when there's love and the men are just in love. It makes me happy. It makes me feel like they're going to have a great season because they're in love.
Same. Oh, and then I think Clyde gets married this week. So,
yeah, there's so much love to be spread.
So much. I can't wait. Yeah. So congrats to everyone that's in love and getting married and getting engaged and all that exciting stuff. We're so happy for all of you.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty much all.
I don't have anything else. I legit don't have anything else.
I wanted to give a shout out, speaking of love, I guess, to George Karloftis's girlfriend, Kaya Harris, who
she's adorable.
She is adorable for one. I think she also went to Mizzou for two. So
yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Or K-State.
I think Mizzou. Her profile picture is with Mizzou. So
yes. Okay.
But anyway, shout out to her. She earned a spot in the Olympic trial finals for track and field, which is going to be in Portland, Oregon this Thursday. I believe 7 p.m. time on NBC. So watch her. Support our girl.
Love supporting
women in Chiefs Kingdom. It's George, defensive end George Karloftis' girlfriend. So we're rooting for her. We hope she makes it to the Olympics and reps our country proud. So lots of exciting things going on. That is insane. Like, what an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's major because, A, it ain't easy. Because
did you hear Michael Phelps say the other day? He's like, he was out watching the swimming trials, and he's like, this looks harder than what I did, like, in the Olympics. So so to even make it to the trials is good job.
I'll save all my comments about Michael Phelps.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
anyway, well, I don't have anything else. I guess it's time to talk to the sponsor.
Shout out.
You got a can.
I do have a can. Shout out Kin Seltzer. They are the first Black-owned seltzer in Kansas City and in America. They are brewed right here in Kansas City. So we love them. We thank them for sponsoring us throughout the off season, throughout the normal season, and playoffs and beyond. So they have their classic pineapple and peach flavor. They also now have a strawberry lemonade flavor as well, which is our new favorite. They're perfect cool drink for the summer. They're like really low calorie. They're perfect mixers for like whatever you want to mix it with, rum, vodka, anything like that. So
clean, so refreshing.
Yeah, really clean ingredients, all natural juices, all natural fruit juices, just really great product. So
love it.
Awesome.
Well, I was like, now what? Yo, shout out to y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Or the following. We're kind of doing every
The following would be nice because I'm legit traveling back to Kansas City next Tuesday.
Right.
But if something happens, then we should definitely do a show next week. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
We'll think about it. We just going to say tentative. Can't wait to see you next Tuesday. Shout out to all of y'all for hanging out with us. Don't know where you people are coming from, but it's almost 1,100 people listening in to us today. Thank y'all so much. Please make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. I'm going right now to look at our YouTube to see how many subscribers we have, because we might have a goal that we need to hit. We are currently at 1,235. I want us to be at 1,250. Can we get 15 subscribers? 15?
Subscribe for the alligator.
Right. Subscribe for the alligator pig.
Rocky J.
You might only put it on YouTube and not Twitter. But no.
I'm sorry that he named his alligator a crocodile.
Yeah. Crocky J. Crocky J. Respect him. No, I'm kidding. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Please make sure you're subscribed to us on YouTube. Make sure you're following us on Twitter X, Instagram. Make sure you're following and subscribe to us and listening to us over and over again on Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube. Help us run them numbers up, because that is the goal at the end of the day, is to run them numbers up. Okay. Thank y'all. And if you're not, make sure you follow me and Lexi on Twitter at Lexi Osborne and at It's Jody Newsom. Like, come on, y'all. Like, what are we doing? We're going to be at training camp and we're going to be having so much content.
A lot of good content
coming to y'all. So it's going to be insane. I can't wait.
It's like a month till training camp. We're so excited. So
literally like a month. Can't wait. But anyway, that's all we got. So y'all have a lovely night. Oh, and if we don't do a podcast next Tuesday, which we haven't decided if we are or not, happy 4th of July for those who celebrate and those who don't. Don't know.
Happy 4th.
Bye.
Bye. Love y'all.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.